You're never happy.
Staring at your feet.
Well, they're gross.
Amy's got a fusty foot.
I do have a fusty foot. Not everyone needs to know about it. But then the people are runners. They probably have fusty feet too. The problem is, I'm not.
But it's not like athlete's foot or anything. Is athlete's foot because athletes get it?
No, they just called it that because folk that sit on couches get it.
So that would be quite funny because it would be quite ironic. Like folk that just sit on their arse all the time and don't use their feet got athlete's foot.
No.
Well, what is it? What is athlete's foot?
It's a fungal infection.
Ooh. Maybe that is what you've got. I mean, it's not really fungal, it's more just spotty.
Folk are going to think I've got minging feet. I actually don't.
No, you don't have minging feet, you have minging foot.
I was told by...
Which is better.
I was told by a... nail technician once that I could be a foot model.
Aye.
My feet
did he just look at the
well
one foot though?
Proportioned.
Aye.
It's just underneath.
You know how like
I don't want everybody to know this.
You know how like people on OnlyFans
stop like, with the OnlyFans chat.
Sell pictures of their feet and stuff.
Maybe
you could have done that like 2 or 3 years ago. But I think your OnlyFans feet days are behind you.
I never had right, just to clarify, there was no OnlyFans feet days ever.
Aye, but folk are into that.
And I'd be alright with that, I think, because like, it's only feet and who's going to kin.
Exactly. Well.
Anyway, I just have a slight problem with one foot and it's like a couple of spots. It's not as bad as he's making it.
Aye. Just when you next see Amy and she's
right.
Walking funny, you'll know
I don't walk funny. There's nothing... Oh, right. Moving on.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Hit the Ball podcast. It's finally here. After a month... Over a month of the last time.
Really missed it.
It was, well, the last one we done was really good. And then things just happened and we got ill. And then we had a wee holiday. And then you got a promotion. When did you get a promotion before?
It's been a busy time. I haven't seen anyone in my life.
You've hardly even seen me.
I know.
Last time I seen you, you had a perfectly functioning foot.
No, I didn't. That isn't true.
That's not true. Welcome to episode 12.
Also, my foot functions fine, it's just itchy.
It's very, very itchy and weird. Anyway, yes, we tried to record an episode last week. I listened back to it and it was just not good at all.
I told you that.
So we thought we would give it another go. We thought we'll give ourselves another week, we'll reset, maybe do a little bit of prep, and then we start talking about feet. So that's obviously worked well. But tonight, I am in a podcast state of mind, I think. I'm in a podcast
like
state of mind.
Like an empire state of mind.
You know who I've really been into recently?
My feet.
Well, apart from your foot. Billy Joel. It's been...
Sorry, I was taking a drink.
Yeah. Billy Joel has came into my life. And I'm absolutely obsessed with the guy. Because he brought out a new single a few weeks ago called Turn the Lights Back On. If you haven't listened to it, it's a lovely song. It's very fitting for his career as he's coming back into the limelight. But he also released a video which is done using AI. And it's him...
AI.
And it's like images of him playing the piano through his career. So it starts off as like a 23-year-old Billy Joel sitting at a piano singing this brand new song. And then it cuts to 80s Billy Joel and then 90s Billy Joel and then the Billy Joel that we know today. It just like goes through his life and each version is singing that song. And it's amazing. Check it out. Turn the Lights Back On, Billy Joel music video. So good.
AI freaks me out.
Was that?
AI freaks me out.
Yeah, well, I was listening to an interview with the guy who basically wrote the song for Billy Joel and helped him do the music video and stuff, and he said that AI scares him, but while it's here, they may as well use it.
Well, I suppose.
But it is, yeah, it is quite scary. But then that took me down like a big rabbit hole, the Billy Joel songs.
Now rabbit hole, Billy Joel.
Because I liked, like, Piano Man's become like my current karaoke song. I've sang it quite a few times in karaoke. And
is that what you mean by your current karaoke song?
Yes.
Mansplaining. Sorry.
No, being a ball bag.
No.
Aye. Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'm related to Billy Joel. All his back catalog and stuff.
There you go.
So good. Check him out if you haven't heard of him.
Did you hear the controversy about Beyonce?
Yeah, she's went all country.
Yeah, but there was a country radio station. Someone asked them to play her song, and they said, "No, we don't play Beyonce. We're a country music station."
Yeah.
And then it caused absolute chaos. I mean, she's still Beyonce. I actually don't mind it. I don't really like Beyonce, but I don't mind that song.
I've not heard it. Was it called Texas Hold'em or something?
Because it's on every Instagram reel in the world at the minute.
Is it? Yeah.
But yeah, it's all right. But yeah, I mean, I still think like it's not proper. Like it's not like singing about chicken and stuff. Okay, I'm thinking of chicken fried, right?
A little bit of chicken fried. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
went home to my mama in Tennessee. It's not like that.
No, but she sings about Texas Hold'em, which is...
And she wears cowboy boots and has a hat.
Aye, and does a hoedown, probably.
hoedown.
Yeah, but country music's... I think she's obviously jumped on the bandwagon. Is that a pun on country bandwagon? She's jumped on the... Because it's quite massive, especially in America now. Mm. Country music is getting sort of
it's
a new...
It's always been big in America.
It's always been big, but I think it's getting more mainstream. Because it used to be quite...
I've always liked a wee bit of country music. It was like a wee guilty pleasure. Country.
Well, it's funny because when we went to Glasgow a couple of years ago for... I can't remember what. but it was St. Patrick's Day and we went to...
This is not going down a country music story, is it?
Kind of, because when we went to one of the... I can't remember what the centre was that we went to. And we went to a wee bar and had a Guinness because it was St. Patrick's Day. Had to, you know, honour... Paddy. And there was a band, there was an Irish band, and they were singing Wagon Wheel. And that's the first time I'd heard that song, and I was like, that's a good wee song, that. And then that got me down a wee bit of that word, rabbit hole.
That is
country music.
Quite a mainstream song now, though.
It is quite a mainstream song.
Because that's like a proper floor filler, like all the young people. All the young team dance to that.
Well, I was at that night out on Friday.
Yes.
And I'd booked a taxi for about 11 because I had to get back to the train station for the last train home. And that song came on and I was like, I am dancing. I mean, I was dancing most of the night, strangely. But I was like, I am dancing to that song. And it pretty much filled the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the taxi driver phoned halfway through the song and I answered and I was like, I'm not coming in now, I'll be 2 minutes. I had to dance to it, I had to finish the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It is a good song. So yeah, country music is a bit bad, but I've not heard a new bunch, so I might listen to it. But
you will have heard it, you'll have at least heard a clip of it when I let you hear it.
Is it on like Instagram reels and things like
all
that?
All the reels. Yeah.
I go through stages where I get sort of obsessed with Instagram reels and it gets quite annoying. But what happens is, if you leave it on one video for long, so just say like you get distracted by something while you're on Instagram reels and then that the reel plays maybe like two or three times, the phone then thinks, oh, he likes that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to... I went through a phase last week where it was just showing me like people... dying, or people like being killed by things.
What?
And it was because it keeps coming. It came up like a sensitivity warning, and it was like these videos are quite sensitive. And that's pretty much all. Every second reel was that, and it was really weird. Thankfully, the algorithms learned that I'm not really that bothered about watching people die. Weirdly,
well, that's a downer.
Yeah.
And weird. Anyway, no one watches Instagram reels. You shouldn't admit to that. It's not cool. TikTok's
not cool.
The way forward for the
young
team.
Yeah, but. TikTok, aye. I've downloaded TikTok and I've deleted it.
I hate it. I don't understand it. And I don't care to understand it.
No. But I suppose it is just Instagram Reels, isn't it? Maybe we should get a TikTok.
No, we tried that before when it was lockdown.
We did. There is actually one TikTok of me out there. No, there's two TikToks of me out there. Because we done one when you were like miming lines for shows, and we done a still game thing.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. And then there was a phase where people were like shuffling up the stairs. Remember that? And I decided to try that. I jokingly started it, and then I fell on the stairs. That was the joke, was that I fell because I couldn't do it.
That was the joke.
Mm. I think I've still got it on my phone, actually. Terrible. But anyway, I quite like my username on TikTok, though. TikShog.
So self-obsessed, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, my Instagram is InstaShog.
Yep, everything's about you.
Yep.
We had a Hug Monet party, we had to call it Shog Monet.
We did.
Like, you just can't...
We have a favourite dish in this house, don't we? What's it called? Shogatelli.
Shogatelli.
Yep.
You're very self-obsessed.
Yeah, but it just goes with so many things.
Okay. Anyway, running. Are you running yet?
Oh, yes. No. I haven't run since last Saturday. Since we were at
that's bad.
Sellardike. I know it's bad. Well, there's 12 weeks to go now.
You're actually making me concerned that you're going to drop down dead of a heart attack at this marathon.
I'm not going to drop down dead of a heart attack. It's going to be fine.
Well, it's very close and everyone else seems to be doing more. Boogie is getting acupuncture.
Boogie can afford acupuncture.
Do you need acupuncture? Like, you must be training hard enough.
I don't know what acupuncture actually is.
To need something to fix them.
Is acupuncture just when you like gets needles stuck in you?
Aye.
What does that do? Exactly. What does it do?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. He's obviously done something that means that he needs acupuncture, and all you've done is sit on the couch for a week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making excuses, but it is. It's been just a weird time to try and get out to do a run. You know what? I'm thinking of trying. And I'm probably going to do it once and then never do it again. But something that's been on my mind is getting up early to go for a run. Because it's when it's at night and I've had the kids or I've been working and I just don't have the motivation to do it. Because the kids, they're quite full on, aren't they? The two of them at the
yes.
same time. Yeah. So I'm going to try it. Not tomorrow, but maybe Wednesday. I'm going to try getting up early.
Okay.
Before work and go for a 10K run. I mean, getting up at like 4:30.
Oh my God, no.
But.
Not for me, thanks.
Again, looking at watching an Instagram reel and it's like comparing a guy. It's one of these.
Night shift on Tuesday night, so I can phone you at 4:30 in the morning.
You can, absolutely. And I'll tell you to fuck off and go back to sleep probably. Yep. But yeah, it's one of those Instagram reels where it was like quite motivational and it was like showing a guy on two timelines, or it was the same timeline but like split like a sliding doors type thing. And his alarm goes off at like 5:00 and one of the bits is he snoozes the alarm and then goes back to sleep. And the other one, he just sits up in bed for 5 minutes, gives his eyes a rub, gets himself sorted and he gets out of bed. I'm going to try and be that guy.
Okay.
See
good.
How that goes.
Go for it.
The days are getting lighter as well.
Yes, I did notice that today actually. But if I said that, you'd say that's a muggle thing to say.
It is a muggle thing to say. Every time the clocks go back. Oh, it's getting darker earlier. The clocks go back. Aye. When the clocks go back, it gets darker earlier.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's one or the other.
That's also stupid that we don't need to do that. No, some other countries don't do that.
What, the daylight saving?
Yeah, it's pointless.
It is. It's absolutely
it's
stupid.
Absolutely no benefit to anybody except folk that.
The government!
Folk that are on night shift that get to go home an hour early. If you've got kids, it makes no difference to you whatsoever. Or sometimes it's worse for you.
Yeah.
And if you're on day shift, you get an hour less in your bed. If you're on night shift when the clocks go back, you have to work an extra hour.
Just, and you don't get paid for it?
It's just, well, we get something.
Oh,
we
yeah.
get, sometimes
oh,
we get time back. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's stupid. It's unnecessary. And I'm telling you, Rishi Sunak, to get rid of it. Thank you.
Aye, because it's up to him, right enough. Who is it up to? Who decides it?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Could be Rishi Sunak.
Could be.
Want to phone him?
Could be, don't know, Santa.
There must be, I don't know, he's too busy. Mm. There must be...
And you hear lives up in the North Pole, they hardly get any...
Only like 6 months of darkness, I think.
Aye. Any daylight as it is.
Maybe there's like a cabinet minister for the Ministry of Daylight Saving.
That would be a good job, eh? Only working twice every... just working twice a year. Just a week before, come up with a campaign to say, minding
mind the clocks back. Aye, minding start. Getting your kids prepared for the change in the time.
Mm.
Change your oven clock. Put up your car clock being 6 months out of date, because nobody's changing that, are they?
Nope. Right. So that's the running. Oh,
what,
no, it isn't.
Running? What did
no,
we talk
isn't.
About?
Well, no, it isn't, because
I put
a video out, and I'm going to put a link on the episode once this comes out on Friday. We're recording this on Monday. It's coming out on Friday the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th of March. I have revealed on a post that I put up on Friday just past the charity that I am running for.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a chat. If you didn't see the video, I am running for the Simpsons Memory Box Appeal, which is the charity that I ran for when I'd done the half marathon. And you've done a bit of work for Simba, as it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with a lion. So basically what they do is they provide like memory boxes for kids, for parents who have lost a child, whether it be before they're born or after they're born. I think they support the parents up to like maybe a year or something. Yeah. So if the child passes before the year, then they sort of support them. And you know somebody who's used Simba quite a few years ago, sort of a family friend. Loads of people unfortunately are affected by this. It's something that no parent should ever go through, or any human should really go through, sort of losing a child. But if that does happen, then these charities are set up, and Simba is one of them where they really sort of help support. They've got special rooms. I think there's one in, is it Edinburgh Sick Kids?
They have them in all the hospitals now, I think.
Oh, they have all hospitals now?
Most hospitals, yeah.
If you want more information, I don't know the exact website, but if you just type in to Google Simpsons Memory Box Appeal, it'll take you to the website, it'll tell you everything that they do. But that's the charity that I am running for this year. So I'm going to put a post up on the description to this episode. It'll be the Just Giving page. I'll give a link. And donate whatever you can. If you can't donate anything, then please just share the link with as many people as you like. The target is £400. The last time I raised the money for Simba, we got over 1,000.
Yeah.
We hit the four-digit mark. So I'm absolutely not expecting to do that again this time, because I'm very much aware that I obviously asked people for donations last time, and I feel a bit bad for asking again, but it's for a good cause. So if you can, great. If you can't, please share and get people who can give some money, please, to this very worthwhile charity. And once the donations start coming in, then it will get real, because I have to do it now.
I mean, yeah, you have to do it anyway.
I have to do it anyway. But
I mean, you have to do it, because we've got friends coming up from England, and me and Lynn and Rob need to be in the pub for 4 hours.
I know.
I mean, we need to support you or something.
Yeah, something like that. You're looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm buzzing. I hope it's roasting hot. It's going to be so good.
And you hope I take 6 hours?
Not roasting hot. I'm not sick. Well, who knows? I don't know. How long does it take to run a marathon?
Well, I would be happy if I'd done it between 4 and 4.5 hours.
Okay.
That's my target. Anything less than that, anything quicker than that would be a miracle. So yeah, I'm aiming for between 4 and 4.5 hours. That's
I'm going to go back to Boogie again, but it's only because he's the only person I know that's doing it. And he posted that he ran from Kirkliston to Dobby's in Livingston, and he was like, and I still need to run back home. I don't know if he lives in Kirkliston, but that's where he was at the time. Kirk listened to Dobby's. And he was like, and I'd have to run back, and that's only half the marathon.
Yeah.
I was like, no, thank you.
It's a long way. It's a long way. But I feel like my legs are up for at least a 10K now. They feel quite good. I feel quite healthy. I just not had the time this week. It's hard, but I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. Right, running stuff is done. We got a letter through the post.
Oh, I was telling people about this today. I actually just stood up and put it in and announced, fun fact about myself, guys.
Yes. We got a letter through saying that our street is going to be on TV.
Exciting. And
so exciting.
None other than Colin Firth might be here.
I know. Colin Firth might just be like outside our door, like walking past our house.
Our house. So there's a drama called Flight 103. That's being filmed.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's coming next year because by the time they film it and stuff.
And edit it. And all that jazz.
Mansplaining.
Flight 103.
Yeah, so anyway, they're filming it. They've been filming B. Craig's and in Linlithgow. And obviously, we're not going to say where we live because that's data protection.
Yep.
But we've had a letter saying that they're coming here to film and they need to move their cars and anything else that's anything else that's too modern have to be moved.
They've clearly not been to our street. They've obviously just looked at it briefly on a map. I think that.
But I was wondering.
A dog shit bin? Were they about in the 80s?
A dog shit bin, did you say?
Yeah, it's like a dog. Wait, that's the only sort of modern thing I can think of.
Surely they had them in the 80s. I don't know. No, but like even stuff like I didn't know about our Yale security alarm and stuff. Did they have them?
Probably not. No. No, probably not a big yellow one with like a big modern Yale sign on it. But it's going to be. It's Flight 103 is going to be about the Lockerbie disaster.
Yeah, I've put a little Easter like thing out on the door, and I'm probably going to get told to move that in case because it was Christmas time, wasn't it, when it was filmed?
When it happened. It was like 4 days before Christmas or something.
Oh, by the way, this just made me think, because I was telling people about how we've got a Christmas light concreted into the ground. We can put the decorations on for them, at least.
What a segue.
Make it real.
Yeah, we could, eh?
No, because I was saying about, like, telling people about this at work, and, oh, we might need to move stuff, and then that got us on to the fact that, so if anyone doesn't know this, I think we've already told the story, but basically we got work done in our garden, or, like, by the council did work, in because they needed access to the electricity supply, so they had to dig up our garden.
Yeah.
And then they put it back together again, and it was Christmas time, and we had the Christmas light outside, and they have concreted the wire into the ground. But the plug still sticks out one side, and the light still sticks out the other side, so it's still functioning. We just can't...
move the light.
It's just going to be there forever, cut it. But
we've now got a snowfall. We've now got a snowfall projector. Constantly in her front
not
garden.
On. It's not switched on.
I don't know if they were about in the 80s.
Well, true. Snowfall but at least if it's not going to be out of...
Aye.
Like, out of character for the time.
Yeah.
I need to move my Easter decorations.
Yeah, I did wonder where you were going with that wee segue there. Talking about Lockerbie disaster and then...
No, but then, I'm just saying about the Christmas light.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm hoping that they haven't, like, just looked at our street and went, that looks like a plane crash. Because... Because it's quite a nice... I mean, it's not the most modern street in the world, but...
I don't think they've went, that looks like a plane crash.
But I have actually...
There's no street that goes, that's a plane crash.
I meant
here.
To show you the pictures last night, but the street that it's filmed... The plane crashed on, Sherwood Crescent, I think it is. If you look at the pictures, it's quite similar.
So they've done
some good research.
You're just surmising all this. This could just be like a random person's street that they're filming. Like it's only one day they're filming here.
It's probably just going to be like a quick 2 second view or something.
Yeah, but we're still going to be excited.
And we're still going to watch it.
And if Colin Firth's cutting about, I'm still going to offer him a cup of tea.
Absolutely. Well, you're night shift.
Yeah, so and this filming's happening between 12 and 7. So I'll be here for most of the day, sitting at that window.
I'll be seeing if we can get a wee job as extras. They need to have like a wardrobe though, because we don't have any. We've only got cool clothes. We've not got any 80s inspired clothes. Unless they want a streaker.
Right, well this is taking a turn.
Yep. So that's cool news from us. What have we done? 25 minutes. Much better than the last time we tried to record. That was a load of shite.
Yes.
And you, I forgot to tell you that, you know, the story that, that you told on the Now Will Never Be Heard episode about the camel and the woman who took you from... We told that on the Christmas episode.
Oh, that's okay then. I was drunk for most of that.
Yeah, that's fine. I took Riley and Blair to Soft Play yesterday, and I wanted to talk about a fashion trend which you've brought up to me in the past, but I've never really seen anybody with it until yesterday. There was a guy sitting with a I don't know what they're called, like what's the social acceptable name for them, but like a chest bag, like a bum bag,
a man bag, is it not?
A bum bag that you strap on your chest.
Between the TikTok thing, this, and whatever else we're talking about, we're not printing ourselves enough.
We are old.
I'm not all about it. I've seen, like, pictures
It looks like a pain in the arse.
It's just a bag.
It just looks like a pain just to even strap on. And what do you put in it? Because, nowadays, all you really need is your phone on you.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a wallet. But all you need is, as a man, at least, is your phone, and which got all your cards already on it anyway. You've got Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever it is that the weirdos have with their Samsung phones. I just don't see the point in them.
Yeah, they're not for me.
They don't look cool. They don't look cool. They look worse than a bum bag, because at least a bum bag would kind of blend into your waist. Whereas this is just
just a thing, though, isn't it? It's just a fad. They're on them, or the young team.
It looked daft. Is there any weird sort of fashion?
Why do they have it on Soft Play though? Because it's not. They're not big enough for nappies and clothes changes.
Aye, that's and snacks that's another thing that I did notice. It didn't have the person they had was only two or three, I think. But they still might have needed a nappy change or change of pants, or it just had that.
Confident.
Maybe he did have wipes and a pair of spare pants in that.
This is such a dad conversation.
I know.
Didn't have a pair of pants with him in his tiny man bag.
Excuse me, mate. What do you put in that?
Maybe you should. Well, tell us if you use them. If you are a wearer of the man bag or whatever it's called.
I'm going to call it a chest bag. That's just what I'm going to call it.
Okay, that's good for you.
Then let us know. Hittheballpod@gmail.com or you can hit us up on Instagram at hittheballpod.
You could just copy and paste that bit, you know, where you get to say that every single week.
I just make a wee soundbite. Is there any other fashion?
All of them.
Things that you
haven't moved past wearing jeans and a t-shirt for years, so I don't know.
Jeans and a t-shirt is the best and the most effective.
The best and the most effective. I can't get on board with what they call mom jeans.
Mom jeans.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do with them.
What are they?
They're not...
Don't say...
They're just the jeans that people wear now. They're the fashion. So, skinny jeans are out. They're gone. They're last year's news. Or last decade's news. But I'm not moving away from them.
I like skinny jeans. No, slim fit jeans.
Mom jeans are I can't really describe them. They're baggy. Uh-huh. And they come up high-waisted. And they're just... I don't know. They're supposed to, cover... mum tums.
Right.
I think that's the idea, but
right, okay.
I just don't know how to wear them. And they're baggy enough
so you can fit nappies and wipes in the pockets.
I don't know.
I don't get.
Also, don't get those silly trainers and Converse that you get now that are massive. Oh well, there's two things about trainers. Don't get the ones that are stupidly oversized with the big massive rubber bits on them and they're the platform.
Is that the way?
Nah, not even them, because they're just normal trainers.
The Yeezys look hovercrafts, I think. You're wearing hovercrafts on your feet.
There's some raj styles but aside from that, because they're a bit out there, the new thing is, and they're so expensive, trainers that look dirty. And used. Now, my trainers look dirty because I wear them all the time.
That's not a thing, is it?
It is. I showed you them when we were on holiday. Where were we? wasn't it was and there was like ones on display for like 200 quid Adidas trainers that were like they looked
I can't
like
remember you showing me that.
And then I seen a pair the other day online. I'll need to try and find them and show you. But they're like, they look, I can't even describe it any other way than they look worn out. Look, right? £170 Adidas Ultra Boost Light shoes.
We'll put the picture up on Instagram as well.
So these look like your shoes after you've been for a run.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah. £170.
Why?
I don't get it.
I don't get that at all. That's so stupid.
Description. No, I don't. There's not even a thing in it that says this is supposed to look dirty.
I can remember going on eBay one time, and there was a guy selling a Rangers top because I was looking at selling a few of my old childhood Rangers tops at the time. That's just so ridiculous. They made you show me another pair of dirty trainers. How much are they ones?
I don't know how much these ones are. What does it say? Oh. They're also 170.
My God.
Oh, these ones are 250. They look like they've been burnt in a fire.
Do. Look like they have been found in a fire and then just resold.
Resold. £250.
I remember when I was selling some of my old sort of Rangers tops a few years ago. I'm a Rangers fan, get over it. And
was anyone not over it?
People care weirdly about that, those sort of things. And there was a guy selling a 2002-2003 NTL home top. It was the one that we won the 50th league title in. The Arteta top. As I call it. And it had half of the NTL sign missing. He was selling it for £250. And the description, because it was covered in paint as well. It was like white paint. He obviously had been painting in it. Selling it for £250, and the description was paint on it. That was the description. It wasn't like men's XL NTL top, well worn, unfortunately has some signs of paint, as you can see in the pictures. It was just paint on it.
Well, it's straight to the point.
I wonder if it's still there, actually. I'm going to check.
Do you think people were people bidding on it, though?
No. No, it was a buy now.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's a bit
extra. He's an entrepreneur, that boy, unless it's still sitting there.
In which case, he's not.
He's obviously just doesn't bother about it. Right, that is over half an hour, and I think we can wrap up because I need to go to bed.
Aww.
I'm day shift in the morning.
I'm night shift tomorrow, and that's not normal for me, and it's normal for you.
No, I don't know how you do it
because I feel very tired.
Yeah, but then you need to be up. I suppose you need to be out with the kids in the morning as well. So maybe not that bad. Anyway, that's a bit of family admin. Thank you very much for listening. As I say, the Just Given page is live now as time of recording and of the episode going out. We will put the link up on the description of the podcast, and then I'll try and get a link on a post as well. I tried to do it on Friday, but I don't think the link worked very well. So we'll get that up and running. If you want to follow the running journey, you can follow us, Hit the Wall Pod, on...
Not in like a creepy, like, follow you down the street as you're running type way.
No, don't do that. Although it might help if I've got a wee running partner. Because I think running with Charlie was actually quite good because I was keeping up with his pace. Yeah, that or he was
slowing down
to my pace. I think that was actually what was happening.
I've told you for ages about running, like folk that are running.
But I like being alone with my own thoughts.
Well, you've just contradicted yourself in the same breath.
Music, I know. It's two sides to it. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to follow us on Instagram at Hit the Wall Pod, if you have any questions, suggestions for what you want to hear in the podcast, if you want to talk about anything, or if you've got any funny stories, anything you want to tell us, any questions, anything like that, any content, you can email us at hitthewallpod@gmail.com. And you can also support us financially if you want to. But I'm not going to plug that actually, because I'm asking you for donations. So
yeah, don't be asking.
I'll just
a bit cheeky.
Cut that bit out. So thank you very much for listening, and we will speak to you again soon.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I'll let you do it yourself this time.
Thanks.
Have a nice summer. Bye, folks.